February 18th, I can't tell a lie, attributed to George Washington. My grandson and I moved up to the airline ticket counter. His face shone with scrubbing. By some miracle, both his shoelaces were firmly tied, and in one sturdy fist he clutched a small canvas suitcase. Jerry was about to embark on a big adventure, his first airplane ride to his home in an eastern state from a visit to Grandma. I inquired about the fare. It would probably be a good round sum, I thought, but this visit had been worth it. Nevertheless, I gasped when the clerk told me the latest boost in airfares. "That's for a child over 12 years of age," he added. "Half fare if the child is under 12. How old is the little boy?" It was so tempting. How easy to shave off a few months. For a moment, I hesitated. At that point, Jerry spoke up.
"I'm 12 and a half," he told the ticket agent proudly.
That took care of that. A little later, waiting for Jerry's flight to be called, I opened the morning paper. On the first page were headlines about a prominent political figure indicted for lying and falsifying income tax records. Perhaps someone set him a bad example when he was a little boy, I mused. Jerry's clear-eyed, direct honesty had saved me from a shabby little lie. Silently, I thanked him with all my heart. Dear Father, help us always to remember that children learn not by what we say, but by what we do.